Chapter 4. A Brahmana, Gargiya Balaki, comes to King Ajatashatru, claiming he can reveal Brahman to the king. He fails, and, as was customary, becomes the king's pupil. When Balaki became silent, Ajatashatru said to him, "Thus far only do you know, O Balaki?"
"Thus far only," replied Balaki.
Then Ajatashatru said to him, "Vainly did you challenge me, saying, 'Shall I tell you Brahman?' O Balaki, he who is the maker of those persons whom you mentioned." Footnote: the persons mentioned by Balaki are those associated with various cosmic phenomena and natural powers. End of footnote. "He of whom all this is the work, he alone is to be known." Thereupon Balaki came, carrying fuel in his hand, saying,
"May I come to you as a pupil?"
Ajatashatru said to him, "I deem it improper that a ruler should initiate a renouncer. But come, I shall make you know clearly." Then taking him by the hand, he went forth. And the two together came to a person who was asleep. And Ajatashatru called him, saying, "Thou great one, clad in white raiment, Soma, king." But that man remained lying. Then he pushed him with a stick, and he rose at once. Then said Ajatashatru to him, "Balaki, where did this person here sleep? Where was he? From where did he thus come back?" Balaki did not know. And Ajatashatru said to him, "Where this person here slept, where he was, whence he thus came back, is this: the arteries of the heart, called Hita, extend from the heart of the person towards the surrounding body. Small as a hair divided 1,000 times, they stand full of a thin fluid of various colors: white, black, yellow, red. In these the person is, when he sleeps, seeing no dream. Then he becomes one with that prana alone. Then speech goes to him with all names, the eye with all forms, the ear with all sounds, the mind with all thoughts. And when he awakes, then, as from a burning fire, sparks proceed in all directions, thus from that self the pranas proceed, each towards its place. From the pranas, the deities. From the deities, the worlds. And as a razor blade might be fitted in a razor case, or as fire in the fireplace, so even this conscious self entering the self of the body considers the body as himself, to the very hairs and nails. And the other selves, such as speech, follow that self, as his people follow the master of the house. And as the master feeds with the people, nay, as his people feed on the master, thus does this conscious self feed with the other selves, as a master with his people. And the other selves follow him, as his people follow the master. So long as Indra did not understand that self, the wicked ones conquered him. When he understood it, he conquered the wicked ones and obtained preeminence among all deities, sovereignty, supremacy. And thus, also he who knows this, obtains preeminence among all beings. He attains sovereignty, supremacy, yea, he who knows this. The 13 Principal Upanishads. Translation by F. Max Muller. Revised by Soren Navlakha. Read by Sagar Arya. For Ukemi Audiobooks.